Wife of Never Trump's Max Boot, CNN analyst and Washington Post columnist, indicted as foreign agent. By Joel B. Polak on July 17, 2024. Sumi Terry, a former CIA analyst and the wife of Never Trump pundit Max Boot, was indicted Tuesday for acting as an agent for the South Korean government without registering under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. The New York Times reported. In Ms. Terry's case, prosecutors say she began operating as a foreign agent in 2013. 5 years after leaving the CIA, she was first contacted by an intelligence officer posing as a diplomat for the Korean mission to the United Nations in New York City. The indictment said, and in return for her work over the next decade, Ms. Terry received handbags, clothing and at least $37,000 in covert payments to the think tank where she was employed at the time. Despite engaging in extensive activities for and at the direction of the South Korean government, Ms. Terry did not register as a foreign agent with American officials, as required by law, prosecutors said. She faces two counts, one for failing to register under the Federal Foreign Agents Registration Act, and the other for conspiring to violate it. Boot was once a staunch advocate for the Iraq War and an interventionist foreign policy. In the Trump era, however, he became a leading voice of the Never Trump movement, urging his readers and viewers to vote for Democrats. In that anti-Trump role, he was in high demand as an analyst for CNN and a columnist for The Washington Post. In 2020, Boot was among those anti-Trump pundits and voices close to the deep state who insisted that the New York Post stories about Hunter Biden's laptop were fake, and possibly the product of Russian disinformation. Boot's critics immediately began posting some of his past commentaries on the topic of U.S.-South Korean relations, asking whether he was being paid, or influenced, to produce content on behalf of foreign governments. Did Max Boot, who has a foreign flag in his bio, do stuff like this for free, or was he getting paid by a foreign government to sell out his country? pic.twitter.com/user7hertzsebks. Sean Davis, at Seen Duff, July 17, 2024. Boot himself has not been charged with any crime. He pushed for Trump to be impeached in April 2019. Long before the infamous Ukraine phone call later that year, for supposed collusion with Russia. He did so even after special counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence that Trump, or any other American, had colluded with Russia. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.